What if your intuition speaks and you can't hear it? What if you do hear it, but you ignore it? What if you find yourself in that palm to forehead slap, as one of my students recently dubbed it, again and again, because you ignored your inner wisdom or counsel? What happens if you miss the wise counsel of your own inner knowing altogether, or if you are not ready to take the plunge it is indicating? Do you lose the opportunity, or does it come again? Here's the short answer: both. I will explain why and how on today's Own Your Intuition show, and hopefully what you learn will inspire you to skip the forehead slap altogether.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition.
When you get to know the look and feel of your intuition in action, it becomes so easy to recognize it when it comes. Part of it is having realistic expectations, which is why I am always mentioning that most of the time, your intuition is subtle. Looking at the actualities of what intuition feels like is one of the things we first study in my Own Your Intuition program, which I will have you know, I am shifting into a more spacious timing and likely renaming it. So stay tuned. Same great life-changing, according to my students, information, but at a more spacious pace and with community practice and monthly moon gatherings. In any case, in my programs, each student is asked to pay attention and start to discover the characteristics of their intuitive thoughts and their fear-based thoughts, so that they can tell the difference. I had a student ask me this very good question. What if I miss it? What happens if I miss the intuitive knowing I am receiving? Let me answer with some stories. Once I was driving home from dropping my kids off at school. As I did so, I passed a forest path that honestly, I pass every day, every school day, that is. As I was approaching it, I first noticed the river of water flowing in the ditches, which were made just for that purpose. Though it is always flowing at this time of year, for some reason, it stuck out to me. And I noticed this, the water. As I was driving by the trailhead, I sensed that the space felt more alive and more vivid to me than it does on every other day when I pass it. I can only describe that it felt magical and vivacious, and it was actively pulling my awareness to it. "Oh, I need to go there," I heard my mind recognize. But I did so with a bit of a question. Why do I need to go there? I wondered as I turned my car around to go back. I didn't know why, but I could undeniably feel the magic of it attracting me. So I followed it, of course. That is what I always do when my intuition guides me somewhere. I follow it, even when I don't know why. Part of the role of your intuitive sense is to guide you toward what is best for you, what would be the most beneficial for you. Sometimes these things are small, like stopping at that trailhead. What I remembered as I pulled my car to a stop and got out of the driver's seat to do the hike was that just before my kids and I left the house that morning, the power had gone out. The wind had pulled some power lines down. What I realized as I took in the forest surrounding me was that the workout video I had planned to do when I got home was suddenly no longer an option. Instead, this trail was where I would get my exercise. Following my inner knowing to deviate from what I had planned and take the hike instead allowed me to be in a beautiful place. It allowed me to hear and witness the sound of the wind through the trees. It gifted me the solitude of being alone with my thoughts in the expansive outdoors. It also saved me 30 to 40 minutes of time and made the shape of my day more satisfying and productive. That's because I skipped the process of arriving home and remembering that I actually could not do my favorite workout video, taking the time to consider what I would do instead, getting back in my car and driving to a hike, doing the hike, and then driving home again. Instead, I got to stop at a perfect location as I was driving by and get what I needed. I got to do the exercise and then drive home, which I was already doing anyway. It saved me a whole lot of time and allowed me to entirely skip the back and forth thought banter about what to do instead. It increased my ability to be productive because I wasn't taking more time out of my workday in order to get a workout. All in all, walking through the woods took about the same amount of time as I would have taken with my workout video at home, the efficiency of which was part of why I made that choice to begin with. Are you getting what I am meaning here? It was perhaps a small decision, but it made a big impact in the satisfaction and overall experience of my day. That is what your intuition does. It makes life smoother, easier, more graceful, better. If you are not paying attention when you receive the call for one of these small moments, you will miss it. It's not going to come again. You will have passed the trail, figuratively and literally, in the case of my example. It will no longer save you time and create grace. However, the other part of what your intuition does is guide you in big ways. You've heard me reference your intuition as the compass of your soul, right? That means it is also always giving you the information you need in order to choose or continue on your best course. If your intuition is guiding you toward a choice that is imperative for you, the message will repeat. It will keep repeating until you listen. If you are not ready to listen, and it is important to your soul's journey, eventually the circumstances in your life will place you in a position where you are forced to make that choice. This is Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. Today, we are talking about what happens if you miss or ignore the messages your intuition is giving you. So, let me repeat. If it is big, vital, or important to your life and your path, the message will repeat. Let me give you an example. Many years ago, while I was writing my book, Getting Answers, I was sitting with a friend one day in her office. She had just separated from her partner of 15 years, and they also owned and ran a business together. She confided in me that she was considering leaving the business, shutting it down altogether. The moment she said this, the lights suddenly went out. For a moment, we were sitting there in complete darkness. We couldn't even see each other. Then the lights came back on. "Whoa, that was weird," she said. We could both palpably feel that something significant had just been communicated. To me, it was obvious. I felt as if the universe was practically shouting at her, "Yes, leave the business. That is a good idea for you." How did I know that was the message? Because it happened in direct response to her words. Had she been saying, "I think there's more for me to learn here. I think I need to stick this out a little longer," when the lights had shut down, the message would have been different. Important to know, when great spirit or benevolent source, whatever you call it, is using inanimate objects to speak to you, it always confirms whatever was just being said or thought. I speak more about this in my book, Getting Answers. So if you want more about that, you can look there. My girlfriend and I talked about this as she sighed deeply. She and her former partner had put so much into their business. It had been the realization of a lifelong dream that they shared. Shutting the business down wasn't the path she had ever wanted or envisioned for herself. Although she was considering it, she just wasn't ready or willing to make the change. She didn't have the courage just then to do what was being asked of her. She also didn't understand that her intuition always guides her toward what is best for her. And when I say best, I mean spectacular best, not broccoli best, or substitute any vegetable that you know is good for you, but you don't enjoy. Guiding you to what is better than you can even imagine, the choices and roads that will help your soul flourish, is what your intuition does. That's why I'm always going on about how your intuition isn't just for cool sake. You heard episode number 29 and number 30 of the Own Your Intuition show, right? Episode number 29, where Jen told us how listening to her intuition led her to be able to heal her debilitating chronic pain. Episode number 30, where Natalie shared how listening to the subtle voice of her intuition actually saved her from a very possibly fatal car accident on the highway. That's not small beans. That's not just, I like that pretty crystal. It makes me feel good and inspires me with its beauty on my shelf. Intuition. It's life-enhancing and life-saving information in both cases. So back to my girlfriend and her business. That day, her inner knowing, or in this case, her benevolent ethereal guides, who are a part of your intuitive knowing team. And incidentally, I speak about them in episode 10, 11, and 12 of the Own Your Intuition show. They were trying to get a message to her in a loud way about the course of action that would be best for her. She had already been given the subtle version. I know because she was considering it. She was already considering shutting the business doors. Her guides were trying to move her onto the path that would open her and propel her toward her next great experiences. What happened? She ignored the message. She continued to keep the business doors open, despite what her guides and her inner knowing was telling her. Skip to several months later. The business went bust. She and her partner were forced to file for bankruptcy. Now, I can't say for sure what would have happened if she had acted on the advice when she first got it, but my own experience has taught me that it would have likely involved a whole lot more joy than her getting into such dire financial straits that she basically lost everything. That's what her intuition, her inner knowing, her highest self, her benevolent ethereal guides were trying to tell her. Take this road. Shut the business down now. It's better. Are you getting the message here? If your intuitive knowing is guiding you toward an action that is vital, important, or necessary for you, the message will repeat. It will keep repeating. If you keep ignoring it, and it is vital, you will eventually be forced into it, like my girlfriend was. When the business went bust, she had no choice but to close the doors and let the dream die so that she could move forward. I still know this friend, of course, and I can tell you she has many moons since moved into a dream that feels right and perfect for her on every level, one that literally has nothing to do with the type of business she owned with her previous partner. This is Aimée Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. Today, we are talking about what happens if you miss or ignore the messages your intuition is giving you. So, here's the deal. Your intuition is always veering you toward the perfect, most satisfying path for you, even if sometimes the places it is encouraging you to go seem hard or scary at the time. At the risk of sounding like a broken record myself, if the choices your inner knowing is guiding you toward are vital to you, the message will repeat. You will have more than one opportunity to choose it. If you continue to ignore, as was the case for my friend, life will force you into it. If the messages are not vital, they just add joy or goodness. If you ignore it, you'll simply lose the opportunity to add ease. You get what I mean? Just last night, at the time of my preparing this show, I finished with my most recent Own Your Intuition program graduates. We completed our 7-month journey together, where I taught and they practiced all the tools I use to sharpen, hear, listen to, and garner insight from my inner knowing. They used it for theirs, obviously. At the end, I always ask my graduates what they learned. They look back on where they came from, at their original application, their original intentions for coming to this class to begin with, to see what was going on in their life when they started many months ago. It never seems like it at the beginning of my programs, but by the end, my students are always in such a different place. They have all these intuitive tools that they have been practicing for months. They understand how the universe is supporting them all the time, and they have tools to garner that support, inner and outer. One of my students described that after learning these tools, she experiences, and I quote, less regret for not having trusted her intuition because she is trusting it. She described it as no more palm to forehead moments, regretting that she had not listened to her inner knowing. She said she also now has answers to her questions, more ease in her life, more rest, and more confidence in the way forward. Does that sound like something you want? You can study with me when I announce my next program. In the meantime, get on my email list to stay in the know. There's a link to it in my show notes. And here is a shortcut for right now. Listen when your intuition speaks. Its voice will be subtle. It's like impulse meets knowing. An inkling, a nudge, a feeling, or a call to going in a specific direction. Even if you don't know why, like me, that day on the trail. Once you start paying attention and listening to the messages your inner knowing provides, it honestly becomes what I call a no-brainer to make the choice or veer in the direction your intuition is guiding you toward. That's because by doing so, you see time and time and time again that it's goodness that awaits you on the path that your inner knowing guides you toward. When you listen to the messages, the first or the second or third time, you often get to avoid the hard place ignoring it would put you in. You get to skip straight to the benefit that is coming your way when you follow through on it. So, the long and the short of it is this. If you are not paying attention, or if you choose to ignore the subtle voice of your intuition, sometimes you are going to miss the goodness, the ease, the grace, the satisfaction it was propelling you toward. It's better if you don't miss it. But it's also not to worry about. There will be more to come. If the choice is important to your well-being or your soul, your intuitive voice will get louder and louder until you hear it and take the course you need to choose. Or, if necessary, life will force you there, like my girlfriend's bankruptcy. I hope knowing this helps you come quicker to the yes when the knowing arrives. Because once you do, you learn over and over again, intuitive guidance is fantastic advice. Dearest, I hope you love what you heard. I hope you share it with your friends and loved ones if it moves you. I hope you 5-star the show where you get your podcasts. It is one of my heart's dearest wishes to ignite an intuition revolution. One where people all over the world, and women and non-binaries especially, because that is who I most often work with, are listening to their wisdom the wisdom of their own souls. It is the fastest way for solutions and the creation of the new to arrive. If you are not on my mailing list, I suggest that you get thee to it pronto. AimeeCartier.com, especially if you are keen to expand your own intuitive toolbox and faster garner your own innate wisdom or know how to do so with ease. Soonish, I will have something for you, a community of intuition revolutionaries for you to join. And if you are on my list, you will be among the first to know. I've also got freebies in the show notes, including a free download of the beginning of my book and more. Thank you for being here. All my love.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.